He comes to his father and he wants to address this father of his. But he looks at his father and he decides he wants to address him in the most beautiful way. He disagrees with him very strongly. He doesn't swear, he doesn't yell, he doesn't scream, he doesn't abuse, no disrespect, nothing of that nature. But he wants to talk to his father. So he decides, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to be straight to the point. He says, Ya Abati, oh my dear father. Look at the beautiful language that he is using. He says, oh my dear father. Wow. Imagine addressing a father who has threatened you, he has warned you, he has tried to harm you as a result of you not wanting to worship what he's worshiping. And that would happen. Many times people suffer persecution as a result of them turning away from the religion of their forefathers or their families. If the family is not happy, they would definitely make life difficult for such a person. But take it in your stride. It's a price worth paying. Indeed, it's worth paying. You lose a few people, but you don't lose the Almighty who made you. So to worship Allah alone is something that is priceless. It is something we can never substitute with anything. We will not sell it. We will not compromise it. We worship Allah and Allah alone. We connect with Allah, the maker, the giver of absolutely everything. The one who sent us this revelation that we are speaking about. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Almighty says, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبُصِّرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا O my father, why are you worshipping that which cannot hear you, cannot see you, and cannot help you, cannot avail you in any way? It can't do a thing for you. And here you are worshipping it. You are rendering yourself, your acts of worship for this thing you made with your own hands. So Allah Almighty speaks of this. But the point here is the respect with which he addresses his father. The Quran also explains how he hatched a plan to explain to his father physically through experiment that these things cannot help. He decided to break these idols, and at the same time, when they came back and told him who did this, and they knew deep down that this was Ibrahim, he said, well, ask them, if only they can speak. And they knew that these stones cannot speak. So his question to them was, well, why are you worshipping them? Have you noticed he didn't scream, he didn't yell, he didn't swear, but he was right, totally correct. He engaged them. He wanted to convince them. He prayed for them. He tried hard with them. He prayed for them to the degree that he was so compassionate. Allah Almighty reminded him to say, hang on, your prayers can only go to a certain point. May Allah Almighty bless all of us and our fathers and grant us good guidance all the time. So that's a lesson that I feel is extremely important. We will never be able to achieve goodness and come out of the difficulty and hardship by using harsh words. Every prophet, every single prophet has been speaking to his people who were against him with such good words, with so much of respect. There was never disrespect there.